Christmas is almost upon us, and that means a tradition in the Bloomington Normal area, Christmas at the Mansions. And this year, there'll be a mansion that many people drive by on a regular basis, but we'll get a chance to see lit up for the holidays this weekend. Tony Tucker is in charge of Ewing Manor at the corner of Towanda and Emerson in Bloomington. Tony, this is becoming a bit of a tradition, isn't it?
Well, this is our third year being a part of this with the David Davis Mansion. And each year then we also have a mystery mansion included in the tour.
And this year the mystery mansion shall remain a mystery.
It shall remain a mystery. And we're actually calling it a mystery vintage Christmas home.
So we know that it is a private residence that we're going to be looking at?
Yes.
Okay, that's the hint that we have for that. Thank you very much. Let's talk a little bit about Christmas traditions at Ewing Manor. Were Hazel Buck Ewing and her family big observers of the Christmas holidays?
Well, Hazel Buck Ewing was born December 25th, 1880. So Christmas and her birthday were very big at Ewing Manor. And her grandchildren have shared with me several stories about how Christmas was celebrated. And they would wake up Christmas morning. They would have a large Christmas breakfast of waffles and buckwheat cakes, open their gifts, celebrate the holidays. They would sing and share stories and just be together as a family. But at 4 p.m., Christmas was over. And it then became grandmother's birthday, and there was to be no mention of Christmas for the rest of the evening.
What a delightful way of handling that, because I know people who were born on holidays, one person who was born on Christmas, and it's always a bit of a conundrum when it comes to celebrating. So Christmas was a very special time at Ewing Manor.
Yes, it was, and they always had poinsettias, but they also had a lot of pink roses around the house to celebrate Hazel's birthday.
Now, we have a beautiful picture of Ewing Manor during the holidays posted at our website, wglt.org. What will people experience when they go to Ewing Manor?
When they come in the courtyard, businessman Al Legg has generously given us his Packard to use for the week of the Christmas tours, because the Ewings always had a Packard. So you can see that as you come into the courtyard. The grounds will be lit up with uplighting. Palace Events is donating lighting for that. And once you enter the home, all three floors are decorated for Christmas, each room. And we try to remain true to how the Ewings decorated their home. However, they were not as generous with decorations as we are on the tour, because we want people to really experience the Christmas holidays.
Some people thought Christmas was a wonderful holiday. Other people thought that it was the devil's work. How did she deal with that?
Well, she celebrated the holidays, and as a matter of fact, we have many of her personal letters and notes, and we have a notebook that she kept year after year, and it's dated from the 30s, 40s into the 50s, which were her Christmas list.
Did she have staff on hand when she was entertaining during the holidays?
Yes, she did. And she had, she always had five servants that helped her in the house.
Are we going to have people portraying these servants during the Christmas at Ewing Manor?
Last year, we did have in the house the cook, Ruby Edwards, in the kitchen, and someone to play the role of Julia Hodge, her companion, and Herman Edwards, her butler. But this year, we're doing something a little different. We try to do things different every year. We are actually having the Midwest Illinois Opera Institute sing for our guests as they go through the house.
Did they have mass at a certain time when they would head out, go to mass, and then come back to the manor?
They did not. They stayed at the manor on Christmas Day. The Ewings were Christian Scientists, and they celebrated, you know, in their own way, and they did not attend church regularly.
And what times can people expect to be able to pick up their tickets for Christmas at the manors?
They can buy their tickets from the David Davis Mansion by going to the website christmasatthemansions.com, or you can go to Schnucks, Casey's Garden Shop, or the Garlic Press to purchase your tickets. And the tour is on Saturday, December 12th from 2 to 8 p.m.
Thank you very much, Tony.
And I would like to add, In addition to December 12th at Ewing Manor, we are offering the Christmas tour on Thursday evening, December 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. And that is a suggested donation of $10. We don't want to prohibit families from coming. We'll also continue to have the Packard there for you to see.
The design of Ewing Manor was inspired by a year-long trip around the world Davis Ewing and Hazelbuck Ewing embarked upon in the Roaring Twenties. Janice Jensen, the architect of the building, also did some of the landscaping at the site. I'm Jim Brown.